From the state of Nebraska, where they take their college football very seriously, comes a legislative proposal to get serious about compensating college players. A bill proposed in the state Senate, a bill which the governor says he will sign, would require that stipends be paid to college football players. State Senator Ernie Chambers, who introduced this bill, joins us from Lincoln, Nebraska. And Senator Chambers, why pay college football players who are presumably amateur athletes?
They are unpaid workers, first of all. And in big-time college athletics, not just football, there are no amateurs. Whenever you get something of value for performing athletically, you're a professional. They call it a scholarship, fees, books, tuition, and so forth. What I want the athletes to have is some spendable money.
Your bill would take effect only if three other states with teams in the Big 12 conference, I guess it is, passed similar laws. Any word from any other states doing this?
No, this bill has really just started being discussed nationally, but I expect to start hearing from some legislators, players, and perhaps even some college officials.
But if even three states did this, wouldn't they be in absolute violation of the rules of the National Collegiate Athletic Association?
If this all happened in a vacuum, you're correct. But if we reached a point where three additional state legislatures were prepared to do this, the NCAA, I believe, would see the need to liberalize its rules.
I mean, there has been an implicit, if not explicit, agreement between colleges and college football players over the years. You play ball, and in exchange, you get a college education. What's wrong with that deal?
Because there is a lot more that goes into it. There are groups known as boosters, alumni, and others who make payoffs under the table to the top-of-the-line players. And these players don't just happen upon the campus by accident or happenstance. They are recruited assiduously at considerable cost to the university because they're geese that lay golden eggs. So there must be a quid pro quo, and even the flawed morality of the marketplace. If you make the bread, you get a slice or two.
If you make a lot of the bread, if say you are the star quarterback of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, would you then get a lot more in exchange than, say, the third string tight end on the same team?
Oh, no, because all of them play a role in the team's success, so there would be one amount for everybody. That's the way I envision it, but the way the bill is structured, the university would determine the amount of the stipend.
If, in fact, all of the universities in the country were to now get into the business of offering stipends to all of their college football players, why not just unhinge the whole sport from the universities and have minor league football clubs that operate football teams and pay young men to play?
They do so much for these schools that the schools would never release them, although what you're talking about would be far more honest. There is something about the aura of a college setting which brings tremendous amounts of money because alumni like to look at their school and see it doing something that they can participate in by saying, I went there and I'm a part of it.
Now, if you were a state senator in, say, Indiana rather than Nebraska, you might be talking more about basketball players than about football players. Why not college basketball as well?
Whichever sport generates the revenue can pay its players, and here's why I say that. Right now, with the talk of budget cuts and so forth, there might be an outcry from the public if they said pay these players, even if they agreed it should be done. At Nebraska, the money from which the stipend would be derived is generated by the players. In the last 10 years, they've brought in over $155 million.
Well, Senator Chambers, thank you very much for talking with us.
And thank you for the opportunity.
Nebraska State Senator Ernie Chambers, who spoke to us from the state capital, Lincoln, he has proposed legislation that would require Nebraska to pay a stipend to college football players.